USA Radio News.
Today, many people across the nation were protesting the fact that families are being separated at the U.S. border. Another rallying cry from Democrats is to get rid of ICE. While Shel Farley is running for U.S. Senate in New York, she says we need to remember what ICE has actually done and how they've helped us out.
Last year, ICE deported 796 members of MS-13. And if you remember, MS-13 is the gang that hacks kids to death. Mm-hmm. A 15-year-old here in New York, two girls who were 15 and 16. It's appalling. And it's fantastic that 796 of them were sent home. And frankly, they all should be sent home.
Laws permitting the sale and personal use of recreational marijuana come into force Sunday in Massachusetts and Vermont. In Massachusetts, adults over 21 can legally purchase recreational marijuana from state-licensed dispensaries. And in Vermont, adults can legally grow and possess a plant for personal use. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Sunday's presidential election will give Mexico a new leader, and with unorthodox candidates such as Andrés Manuel López Obrador leading in the polls, many people are wondering why is he actually leading. This supporter of his talks about why she's a big fan of him.
He's from the people. We don't see him like upper us, you know. He's with us, or we feel that he's with us.
A favorite St. Patrick's Day product will now be produced in America. And USA Radio Network's Wendy King tells us the details.
People in the United States will soon be able to get a taste of Guinness beer that's been brewed a little closer to home. The company's new brewery is expected to open later this summer in Maryland and will be the first on American soil in over 63 years. The Baltimore Sun says the revived historic building in Relay, Maryland will open in August for tours, taproom tastings, and dining in its restaurant. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
All of the nearly 700 Toys R Us stores closed yesterday due to bankruptcy. Ken Auletta is an advertising expert. He talks about how Toys R Us not being able to advertise to their consumers effectively is one of the things that led to their downfall.
Advertising is essential in a free market economy. If you're a store, you need to connect to a consumer, a potential buyer of your product, but they have to know something about your product. Advertising is what provided that. But if you think about the changing nature of the world, just go to Amazon. And 40% of people who buy stuff online do it through Amazon. Amazon is very convenient. You do Amazon Prime for a little over $100 a year. You get free delivery. And so why do I have to go to a store? And the convenience of it is great. So department stores, you know, shrivel and many of them have died because of that. And then you look at something like Walmart, one of our largest employers. Suddenly their people say, well, do I have to go to Walmart? So Walmart says, we got to get in the online game to compete against Amazon. And technology empowers consumers. And either to purchase things online or to avoid ads with ad blockers or to have a remote control or a PVR that allows you to skip channels or skip ads.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.